Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Wanda Baudouin, the mayor of the municipality of Blaine-Sablon. Hello, Wanda.
Good morning, Abigail.
So you have some information to update the population.
I'd like to talk to the population about a couple of issues that's occurring in our municipality right now, Abigail.
Okay.
Maybe I can start with the first item, and I think this has been very clear on social media yesterday and the day before, and we're getting a lot of calls at the municipality as well about people speeding on the 138 and on the municipal roads. And people are asking for speed bumps on those roads. I just want to let the population know we don't have enough speed bumps to put on all those roads. However, we do have a problem, and I recognize that in our municipality, of speeding. So I think we all have responsibilities as citizens living in this municipality to advise the people that's speeding or let the SQ know when people are speeding so they can stop those behaviors. Speed bumps won't correct all the problems, and we don't have enough to put on all the roads. However, we have to be very serious because people could get hurt with people speeding. I'm going to call the Sûreté du Québec again, and I know they've been doing a lot of patrolling to see if they can do more because it is an issue, and I recognize that too, and we have to take care of the safety of our population. So there is a major issue. We don't have enough speed bumps for all the roads. So I just want to let the population know, you guys as well have a responsibility to report those speeders to the SQ.
Mm-hmm.
The other situation that I'd like to bring up as well is in my interview I did last week, I mentioned about the opening of the Labrador border. And in the French version, instead of saying Labrador, I spoke about Newfoundland. No, I just want to let people know, the situation is not open to cross over to Newfoundland yet by the kayak. It's a file that we're looking into, but right now the border is only open to give us access to the Labrador, not to Newfoundland.
Thank you for clarifying that, Wanda. And you also wanted to extend well wishes to the graduates.
Yeah, I just want to underline that the graduates of Secondary 5, it's a special year, everybody know that. Was very, very creative with their parents in the organization of their graduation this year. And I think it's so important to underline that because the way they set up their graduation is first, I think, in history in this region. And the way they did it, they respected all the directives. It was so nice from what I've seen. And I want to thank the graduates and thank their parents. So I think it's very important to recognize each graduate that graduated this year in this circumstances. Émile Dunn, Emma Dumas, Emma Thomas, Desiree Lavallée, Marc Letemplier, Joseph Letemplier, Natasha Bulger, and Jeremy Roger Jones. Way to go, guys, and your parents for being so creative and organizing your graduation the way you did. I think you gave us really, really a lot of things to be proud of you guys as a group.
Yes, congratulations to the graduating class of 2020 of École Monseigneur Scheffer, Félicitations. So, Wanda, you also have more information as well you wanted to update everyone on.
Yeah, and we've been seeing a lot of stuff put on Facebook in the last couple of weeks as well about the healthcare services. And I think it's even more complex now given the situation we're living with the COVID and also all the issues surrounding the transport of patients outside of the region. I guess most people know in the community right now that there's a new DG and a new responsible of territories that was hired on for the 1st of July because Madame Benoit and Mr. Fortin are gone. So I just want to let the population know that we are very sensitized to those issues as well. And me as mayor, I've been traveling quite a bit too, so I know many problems that's occurring. And I just want to let the population know we have called a meeting with the CIS to look at those issues. Hopefully our meeting will be held on the 8th of July. So I just want to update the population on that as well because I know some of the persons going out is not finding very easy now, especially when you have to live your health problems and live all the issues with going into the healthcare system with the COVID and also with the transport. So I just want to let the population know we are aware of those issues. We will be addressing them with the DMRC and all the mayors, hopefully on the 8th of July.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Baudouin. Of course, we'll await for more information pending from your meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, Abigail.
And that was the mayor of the municipality of Blaine-Sablon, Wanda Baudouin. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blaine-Sablon.